You're listening to the Eat My Stack Poker Podcast, brought to you by the eatmystack.co.uk Poker Forum. One time. Hello, everybody. Ramchip is covering the Dusk Till Dawn Team Challenge, so he has left me to open the show. We have an action-packed show for you, including coverage of the Dusk Till Dawn Team Challenge, an interview with Chris Bayliss, the Season 4 Freezeout League winner. Our special guest is Baz, who will be talking about his poker career to date, his successes, and his plans for the year ahead. And we have the thoughts from a couple of EMSers who are in Vegas playing World Series of Poker events. Let's kick off with the Dusk Till Dawn Team Challenge. EMS have four teams in the event, so without further ado, let me hand you over to Ramchip.
Hypno, Team B, we aim to drink a lot and go out early.
Robo Squirrel, Team B.
Hi, I'm Cam King.
Hello fans, this is Crespo25.
Hi, I'm Putsy from EMS Team 3.
Hello, I'm Dr. L.
Jeff the Chef, playing for Eat My Stack.
This is Baz for Team A. I'm going to win this single-handedly. My team's pretty poor. I'm going to win.
Dean P27, I'm in Team A.
Hi, Super Grand.
Chris Bayliss, playing for Eat My Stack 1.
Hi, my name's Steve Lurek. I'm playing for EMS Team A.
Micah 1967, and I'm playing for EMS 4.
Hello, it's the chairman here,
Blacker 47, playing for Team D.
It's Lucas J37, playing for Team B. Looking forward to meeting all my team members for the first time.
This is Tony Corbett playing in the mix, these guys. It weren't really late. You don't think McCart could do this, do you? Is that live?
Single-handedly, my team's pretty poor, I'm going to win.
This is Wall Out Lad, I'm playing for Team B, and basically I'm just awesome. I'm going to nick loads of booze, and then I'm going to dish out muffins. That's the way I'm going to roll.
Hypno, Team B, we aim to drink a lot and go out early.
Jugglebug, Team C. I wasn't quite sure what I was doing on the online game, so I'm not really sure what I'm doing now.
Rob? Yep. Hi, Robo Squirrel, Team B. I'm better at the online stuff than the live stuff, but here we go.
In UK, I'll eat my stack. Dust Till Dawn. Hopefully our team will take this down.
Hi, I'm Cam King. I'm playing for EMS Team B. I've just got here to Dust Till Dawn. It looks great place. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hello fans, this is Crespo25, playing for EMS Team Number 4, Champions. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Putsy from EMS Team 3, and we're definitely going to win. We're going to beat all the other ones and just hoping that one of the EMS tables wins.
Hello, I'm Dr. L, I'm playing for EMS Team 4, and we're going to muff everybody.
I'm Jeff the Chef, playing for Eat My Stack, and I'm stood around here at Dusk Till Dawn with a right load of Muppets.
Dean P27, I'm in Team A, and I'm using this as a bit of practice before I go to Vegas.
Hi, it's Super Grand, I'm down here to Rail, and going to Vegas afterwards as well.
Chris Bayliss, playing for Eat My Stack 1.
Hoping to do well today to make up for being so crap in all the online games. But other than that, Rekha will take it down. Baz might do well. He's got to make up for being crap online as well. So, should be in the bag, really.
Hi, my name's Steve Derek. I'm playing for EMS team here. I'm probably the wild card member of our team, to be honest. I'm either going to bust out first or go quite deep. So I'm looking forward to it. Should be fun. And should be a good time. Looks a good place.
This is Mick, Mick 1967, and I'm playing for EMS4. We're currently third, and we hope we do the business tonight as well.
Hello, it's the chairman here, and I'm playing for Team 2 in the team event. And hopefully we'll do the business. Get it done.
Blacker 47, playing for Team D or Team 4. Hopefully we get the business done tonight as well.
This is Lucas J37, playing for Team B. Looking forward to meeting all my team members for the first time and hopefully getting as lucky as what I did online and actually taking it down.
Quite a disappointing start, just on starting stack at the moment. Few ups, few downs. Been dealt pocket aces once. Won with that, been dealt pocket queens, lost with that. Poor. Could be better.
Pair of nines against Jugglebug team, same team as me, he had aces. I raised him up, see what he had, and he pushed it a bit, so I folded them to him, like, you know, that was it. Other than that, I've had nothing. I've hit trips once and took a small pop. Other than that, no. Oh, I'm beating Dean, that's not a problem. And Chris Bayliss, the MTT winner.
I've had absolutely nothing, but I got the chance to sit next to Baz, who's hitting hand after hand after hand. He's amazing. He's sucking everything out. He's a look box, runs good live. So I'm just learning at the minute. And I've only got 2,000 chips left.
I'm Baz. I'm on about 14,000, probably one of the chip leaders. And I've just been moved to Tony's table, and I'm not looking forward to it.
Dr. L here. I'm doing okay at the moment. Had a nice double up with Pocket Kings, so well in the tournament.
Not too bad. About 7,700. Not too bad.
It's all going well for Team D. We're all double stacked, so we're looking good at the moment. I'm at about 14 myself.
All right. It's a passive table, luckily, because I'm getting bugger all on it. I flopped trips against Chris Bayliss, who's out unfortunately now. He's another EMS team member. Chris had ace jack, and he flopped his ace to give him trips with a jack kicker, not realising that as he flopped his trips, I hit me full house with fours over aces. Put him all in. He knows I'm a bluffer, basically, so he called it. Luckily for once, I had the goods, and it doubled me up, and we'll see where we go from there.
Hi, it's Jugglebug. I'm on about 2.5 times the average by playing like the fish that I am. Knocked out Dean by a very donkey play, but like I said, I don't know what I was doing before. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing next.
I got straighted by the boss and bluffed out of the hand previously, but there it goes. I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Dean. Pretty tough, very passive table, can't get any action basically. Got kings in against ace queen right at the end, so it's only on 8k at the moment.
I'm out.
I suck, I got Mick hearted. I'm not folding trips to Mick, he's obviously got a boat. What can I do?
Volvo, Team B, this is my going out. Okay, I raise A6 on the button, call it in the big blind. Flop comes ace high. I bet out, get a caller. Turn comes a 9. I go all in. Big blind has 9-9 for quads.
Hello, it's the chairman here. And I went out on the button. I open pushed 10-4 offsuit. And because I had a teammate in the small blind. And then the big blind woke up with ace-ace. And I was out.
It's Potsy from EMS Team 3. Sat there all night, not getting any hands. A short stack to 2,700 and tried to push against Mrs. Tight with Ace Queen, who woke up with Pocket Kings, and that was my exit to the rail.
Hi there, out 22nd, Queen Queen versus Queen Queen. He hits a flush on the river, and I'm gone.
Robo Squirrel here, on 20k at the moment. Good session, won all my all-ins, and hoping for a big one.
It's enjoying it. Getting a bit confused now because I don't play a lot live with chip stacks and stuff, but I know Team D is doing all right. There's three of us left in, I believe, because Black is out now. Went in against King Queen, both of them had it, and the other guy is flush. I'm just plugging away on about 20k. It's above average stacks, so I'm just trying holding as long as I can. If I get a few cards, make them work for us.
Yeah, it's Lucas J37, still hanging in here with 18 left, got a decent stack, finally had some good hands, got a lot of luck earlier when my kings beat aces, but he couldn't knock me out. I'm never laying those down pre-flop, and I've only shown strong hands since, so I've got a good table image, and I think I can get onto the final table from here.
There's about 18 people left. My name's Supergran. I'm on a stack of about 18,000, so just under average, but still pretty healthy at the moment. Hopefully we can make it and get the team first place.
Dr. L again, I'm still hanging on. We've got about 18,000 chips left, 18 players left.
Well, I finally ended up all in against my team captain, and he had kings and I had nines. So at least for chips stayed in the team.
Alright, Supergran's just gone out in 13th place, but we've still got a good chance of winning the overall team event because there's two of us left still in the team. There's four teams still with two players left, so going to go rail and watch the other two, and hopefully we'll win it.
It's Dr. Owl. I'm afraid I've just gone out in 11th place. Got all in pre-flop with kings against ace, queen, guy, river, straight. That's the way it goes.
Yeah, just late position, solid poker. Not really nicked anything. I've not had any hands whatsoever. No hands at all, seriously. Till my pair of fours when I hit trips and hit Chris out early doors. I've robbed, nicked, scratched and bled all the way through there, including a massive raise with 7-2, all in with the folded, and a complete and utter all in with air. Well, and that's how I've made my chips. But I've worked for it and I've played poker. Hopefully I'll get some cards on final table, because foot team I just intend folding out till I get ace queen suited or better, or any pair in late position, and blasting my chips in and hope that lady luck carries us through.
We're at final table now, just above average chip stack, but average stack's only 15 big blinds, so it should be over pretty soon. If I can get another card rush like I had about an hour ago, then you never know, might get to last two with Robbo and actual win the team event.
Final table, very pleased with that. 52,000 chips, so just going to push on from here and hopefully get a bit of luck and bring it home.
I'll take a nine.
Hello, Robo Squirrel. In the cash, very happy with that. 90,000, and just hope my luck holds.
We're in the money now, and still two team members on final table, so there's an outside chance of us winning team event. I think we might have to be both playing heads up for that to happen. It's definitely in push or fall mode now, because the blinds are absolutely ridiculous. So regardless of the cards, it's going in.
What are you talking about?
Well played, Mr. Squirrel.
It's only bad when he calls it. He's so loose, eh? Milky
bars anyway, okay? Yeah, you have that image.
You've gone there wrong for it, like.
Oh, get your breath.
Okay, right. Robo Squirrel here. Very happy with runners up and winning the team challenge. Well done, eat my stack.
The winner of the individual prize was Richard King. £2,000. And the team in third place, EMS 4. Second place, Mosley Monk. And the winners of Team 02 are EMS 2. Congratulations.
Oh dear, let me go with my thoughts.
I'll gather your money and you gather your thoughts. Is that not fair?
Yeah. They're all right when you win. You don't mind your gambling then.
Richard
Collins
is thoughts, and I
gather we're ready.
Well, it must have been an omen, because 666 is a lucky number. It was a great game, and really concentrated on final table. laid pocket tens down when I really didn't want to, and obviously it turned out to be a good decision. And then just had a good feel for it, and we're in groove. Really good getting heads up against Rob, really pleased for him. As that's brought us team victory as well as individual prizes. A great day, and thanks to everybody involved. Best part of the day has been meeting up with all the best EMSs who we've not seen before, and hope it's the first of many. Cheers.
Well done again.
After the break, we will be talking to the up-and-coming EMS star John Spinks. 19-year-old John, known to many as Baz, has already had some amazing results. We'll be right back.
Some poor dude just had his aces cracked by 5-6 off. Now he is smashing up his laptop. Maybe he should have signed up to eatmystack.co.uk and posted in the BBV section. Visit eatmystack.co.uk to ease the pain.
Baz finished third in PokerStars World Championship of Online Poker Event 1 and won over $87,000, of which over $50,000 was paid out to his backers. He won Full Tilt Online Poker Series Event 4 for over $48,000, returning over $20,000 to his backers. Are you a winning player and looking for backers to help you move up to the next level? Or perhaps you simply want to buy a piece of the action? Stakershark.com, the UK's top poker staking community. At PokerFreeRollWorld.com, all our games are free. That's right, 100% free. No need to deposit, so you can play risk-free. Only free poker at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. Sign up today at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. It's free. We are joined now by John Spinks, one of the up-and-coming stars of the UK poker scene. Thanks, John, for calling in.
No problem, I'm happy to be here.
You have been playing poker for around 20 months now. Can you give us a brief summary of your progress so far?
Started off at the lowest limits with about a $100 bankroll. Worked my way up. Probably started taking the game seriously about 6 months in when I had a few nice cashes. And, just kind of for the last year or so I've been playing professionally. And I've made a lot of money.
Can you give our listeners some idea of the learning tools you have used to develop your game?
I've pretty much used every source of media to improve my game I can. I learned the game using just watching TV, just watching Poker Million and stuff like that. Then, as it became more serious, I started to read some of the major books, the Harrington tournament books, a few other cash books, and then I moved into the video tuition using Card Runners and Stocks Poker. And then probably, of course, forums as well helped a lot, and reading just articles and stuff, magazines, anything poker related, I've used as much as I can to. And there's still so much potential. I mean, even stuff like podcasts and stuff there is now as well. So, yeah, there's so much out there that there's so much to choose from. Anyone can get anything out of it.
You have had some big tournament cashes, John. Can you tell us about your best 5 cashes and your total tournament winnings to date?
My biggest achievement, I still think, is when I finished third in the first event of the World Championship of Online Poker on PokerStars for $85,000. It was $200 six max tournament. I finished third out of about 44,000 people, I think it was. And that was kind of it was probably my defining moment, I'd say, when I realised that I could make something out of the game. And then, of course, probably, well, a victory was the F-Tops $200 pot limit hold'em victory, which it was good to take down a major event for the first time. And it really, that, as I hadn't played much tournaments this year before that, it was kind of a shock as well to actually do it, especially as I've played three or four of their series now and not got anywhere, so it was just such a huge relief. I'd probably say my next biggest result was when I finished third in the $200 fixed limit E-Coupe event. That was a really weird event. I was down to like one big bet and really struggling and absolutely hating the tournament, and then suddenly I just went on a massive rush and probably should have done a bit better than third in the end, but it just wasn't my day. And then two other results that nowhere near as bigger money-wise, but probably when I won, I finished second in the $50,000 Bet Direct free roll, which was, you just had to place a £5 bet or something, and there was about 1,000 in it, and I ended second for just over 5K, I think. I mean, that was just a much-needed boost at the time. And my last one probably was probably when I won the $20 rebuy on Prima for about 4.5K, because I just played really well throughout, and I think that was probably the one tournament where I feel I played perfectly, and it was just good to win it in the end as well. So that's probably my five biggest ones.
So my tournament winnings now have gone over the quarter of $1 million mark, which is more than I could have ever expected. Hopefully there's more to come from it. I'm hoping to reach probably around 400,000 tournament winnings by the end of the year.
You still offer BAPS on Staker Shark for the bigger buy-in events, although you have built a healthy bankroll. Can you explain why?
Well, obviously I can afford to play any event for myself now, but I just don't feel confident paying $1,000 for an event where in normal expectation I'm not expecting to cash in one singular event. And so even though you can have such bad runs over hundreds of events, that, you know, I don't exactly feel like having a five-figure downswing playing the higher buy-in tournaments. So that's why I generally stick to, I play, now I've had the recent results, I'm willing to play $200 events for myself, $300 events for myself, but any higher, and I am looking for some backing still, just even if it's only half the action in the future, just so it takes a bit of the variance away, because I'm quite a tight guy when it comes to money. It's not that I'm not willing to spend the money, I just don't like losing a lot of money, so I prefer to just get staked for the bigger events. It probably helps me play better as well, playing with other people's money at times, and so it has that advantage, as well as I love the responses I get when I win big, like when I paid for someone's car, I paid for someone's dentist treatment and stuff. I mean, it may sound silly, but you know, it warms my heart, kind of thing, that I can provide that for someone else just from that. So yeah, I'll still be getting staked, but not as regular.
Can you tell us more about your cash games play during the last year?
I started at, I didn't start playing cash poker until about 4 or 5 months into my poker playing, and then I played 25 cents, 50 cents full ring. And I was playing like 9 or 10 tables of it, I think, at the time. And I was making a reasonable profit, but I was just playing like all the big hands. I wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary. I wasn't really learning anything from what I was doing. And then I made a decision about 3 or 4 months later, when I decided to go professional, that I was going to switch to six max games. And I'd played a bit of 25 cents, 50 cents, 6 max, but I actually jumped in at $1, $2 because I'd had quite a few big tournament wins and stuff. I thought, I was probably a bit naive in the sense that I started off a bit high at the time, and I was breaking even to start with. And that's when I used card runners, because my game had so many leaks, but I didn't know what they were at the time, and I used card runners, and I turned into a winning player within like 2 days and went on an amazing rush and ended up playing. During that month, I think it was July, I was at 1-2 to begin with, and by the end of that month, I was playing 5-10 on another site. I wasn't confident playing that high, but sometimes when you're feeling good and you're doing well and you're running well, I think taking a shot is pretty useful, because it can, obviously if it goes wrong, you can move on, but if it goes well, then it's more money. But as long as you're sensible with how often you take these shots and stuff, and it's not for a huge percentage of your bankroll, then there isn't a problem. So, yeah, and then after that, I ground out at 1-2 for a bit then, but I was not really sure what to do with myself at that time. Like, I was kind of had so many ideas in my head about what I wanted to do, and I took a bit of a break from the cash games and just played them the odd time. Then I came back in January this year and really focused on them. And I was playing 1-2 no limit and 3-6 fixed limit, which is a game I'd only recently learned. And I had a break even January, which was terrible. I was a bit worried about things. But February and March, I made something like 20K, I think, from the cash games, which was really nice. I took a few shots at 2-4 and 5-10, and they all worked out. So, but it doesn't do it for me. The cash games don't. But recently, I've just been playing. I'm still playing 1-2 basically, because I don't feel confident enough in my game to play consistently at a higher level.
Most good players seem to say that they had a defining moment when their game clicked. Can you relate to a defining moment in your poker career?
There was probably two moments, I think, that made me have this, the realization that I could make it. The first one was in that July rush, where I was supposed to be going on holiday for a week with a few friends, because I was leaving college and they were all going off to uni. But for various reasons, I ended up not going. And during that week, I ended up making five figures for the first. I'd only had a few four-figure months. I'd had like one fluke five-figure month from a tournament win, but I'd never had a five-figure cash month. And I also won two tournaments for a huge amount. So that was the time I realised that there was a lot of money to be made, and also that I had the ability to do it. And it's quite scary to think that if I had gone on holiday, I may have not had all the achievements that I've had now, which is just scary to think about. But, and then the second one is probably the third in the Wookup event. I'd just come off about 3 weeks of having probably the worst run of my career so far, and I kind of went into them with very little confidence and just hoping that I'd break even, so to speak, so that I didn't lose because I was backed for the event. I just wanted to make sure that they got a profit, and to get third in that event and playing for 18 hours or whatever it was, and from about 12 hours onwards feeling really ill, it brought out something in me, like a bit of character that I didn't know I had and stuff, and just everything just was perfect. I mean, obviously it would have been nice to win the bracelet and the extra $50,000, but that was the moment I realised that I was onto something special.
Can you give us an insight about your average day as a poker player?
My average day, at the moment it involves getting up in the early afternoon. Then generally I'll relax for an hour or so. I'll have some food and sit out in the garden and just chill, basically. I'll probably sit down because it's early afternoon. There's no decent tournaments going, so I will usually fire up about 12 tables of 1-2 no limit, and just grind for about an hour to 90 minutes. Sometimes longer. It depends on how the session goes. At the moment, it's not been going great, so the sessions have been shorter. Then generally I'll take a few hours off between like 4 and 6, and just relax, play on my Xbox or just do anything, basically. And then the evenings, it's usually, I don't know, 50 tournaments, a maximum of 50 tournaments I probably play during the evening. It's probably more around the 30 stage on a regular day, but on Sundays I can get up to playing like 12, 13 tournaments at a time from about 7 till, probably 7 till 7 in the morning. So I probably have 12 hour stints at times, and when it's the most busy, most other days I'll probably play from 7 until 3 or something. So it's quite long times, and it's not enjoyable kind of things, spending the whole evening playing them if you're having a bad run, but you know, if you just get a few big results, then it can pay for a lot of stuff. So I'm willing to stick at it for now, and it's paying off so far.
What support do you get from your family? Do they approve of you playing poker full time?
Oh, my family play such a huge part in. I wouldn't have done this without them, basically, because when I was kind of at the decision in my life when I finished college whether to go poker or whether to just get a job, it was kind of split, because I wasn't brilliant at the time, but they could see the potential and they understood the game, so they said you can have a year to prove yourself and, you know, to see if it's for you, and they've just, you know, they've watched me as much as they can. They're always, you know, they try and cheer me up when I'm on a bad run, or they sometimes just ignore me just because they don't want to get in trouble. But yeah, they just tell me to go for it basically every time. And the best moments have been when I won F-tops and stuff, and we're all just like jumping around and stuff. It's just, you know, I honestly wouldn't do this without them. And I just hope that I can make it big enough that I can pay it back somehow.
What advice would you give to somebody just starting out playing poker for their first 6 months?
My first bit of advice would be not to go trying to rush up the limits and stuff, and just try and slowly build your way up, because the first 6 months are probably the most important part of your poker, because it's kind of when you learn all the ins and outs of the game. And if you begin to not enjoy it because you're losing too much, because you rushed up too fast, then it just gets, you know, you'll just probably give up with the game. And if it's more of a long-term game in that you're not expected to win to start with, but once you do start winning, it's brilliant. So the best ways of going about it is to choose one of the aspects of the game that you want to play. So whether that's cash games, sit and goes, or multi-table tournaments. As it's your first 6 months, I'd probably say it's either sit and goes or cash games you should focus on, and use the multi-table tournaments as your treat, so to speak. So for cash games, I'd definitely recommend using video instruction sites. There's a lot of books out there. Stuff like using a program called Poker Stove to analyze hands afterwards, using Poker Tracker to analyze your game, and yeah, I'd stick at one discipline, and I'd just build up a large enough sample, and then get people's help as well. I don't think there's anything better than getting another person's help, of someone that's better or more experienced in the field, and just get them to look over your game, like completely break it down, because you can learn so much from that. So tuition is another big thing. And there's a lot of people out there these days that are willing to offer tuition. So, yeah, it's basically just take it easy and build your way up and find out where you want to go.
You must have played thousands of tournaments, John. What would you say are the three main mistakes most tournament players make?
I'd say the biggest fault I've seen is people not re-stealing enough in the late... basically playing the late stages of a tournament badly. It's all well and good playing the first 75% of the tournament well, but if you're not playing the last 25% of the well, where all the money is, then there's, you know, you're missing out on so much money. So the most important aspect is the re-steal, and you should be doing this quite a lot. I wouldn't say, becoming borderline reckless, but you have to learn where to pick your spots to re-steal. And re-steals are better than a normal steal because there's more money in the pot already. And you also, if you get called, then you win a bigger pot as well afterwards. Of course, there's more risk, but with more risk, there's more reward. So that's basically what I would say is the number one problem with many players. And it becomes exploitable for others, because if they realise that you don't re-steal very often, then they can put down quite big hands against you. Whilst someone that's been re-stealing often, you can get people to pay you off with more marginal holding. So basically, re-stealing is the most important thing. The second thing is people trying to win the tournament within the first hour or, the start of the tournament. You'll see people just gambling and stuff, getting it all in pre-flop with ace-king in the first level and stuff like that. It's just complete nonsense, basically. I mean, ace-king's, it's almost a fold in the first level if you get re-raised. I just wish I lived by that tip a lot for myself sometimes. Definitely early stages, don't get yourself into huge pots because you can win it later. And the third one would be do not be afraid to go out on the final table. There's a lot of people that will just let themselves get blinded away on the final table, just hoping to move one step up the ladder. There's no point. Say ninth gets $1,000 and first gets $20,000 and sixth gets about $4,000. It's all well and good saying, well, if I fold my way up to sixth, I get $3,000 more. But you're also missing out on an extra $16,000. Now, obviously, it depends on how much the money means to you. But what you learn with experience is that you can get into that situation. You don't just hit that situation once in your life where you make a final table. If you play enough games, you'll make lots of final tables. And it's all about maximising your return when you reach the final table, because when they do come along, you have to make the most of them. So, yeah, I'd definitely say go for it on the final table. Do not hold back.
What are your plans for the year ahead?
Next year, I'm hoping that I'm going to be in a situation where I'm able to play a lot more live events across Europe. Starting with the EPT in Bahamas in January, I'm hoping to then head to other EPT events, as well as just other live big events, and then playing all the big online events. I'm just looking to get to the stage where I'm comfortable playing for the bigger stakes, and I'm more famous, so to speak, because, and up with the higher tier of tournament players. That's probably what I'm aiming for. I'll still be trying to improve my cash game over the next 6 months to get to the stage where I'm hoping to start playing 2-4 regularly by next year. I was hoping to reach 5-10 by the end of this year, when I began at the start of the year. But because of my tournament results, I've kind of drifted away from that. I'm going to be trying to focus on tournaments mainly, because that's the most enjoyable game and it can be the most profitable, and it's also where all the fame, fortune and travelling is. So that's the kind of things I want to be looking at, and I'll just see how things go. You can't tell in poker what's going to happen. Hopefully next year I'll be taking down an EPT or something, but we'll see.
Thanks, John, and we wish you all the best in the years to come. We will be right back after the break.
Some poor dude just had his aces cracked by 5-6 off. Now he is smashing up his laptop. Maybe he should have signed up to eatmystack.co.uk and posted in the BBV section. Visit eatmystack.co.uk to ease the pain.
Baz finished third in PokerStars World Championship of Online Poker Event 1 and won over $87,000, of which over $50,000 was paid out to his backers. He won Full Tilt Online Poker Series Event 4 for over $48,000, returning over $20,000 to his backers. Are you a winning player and looking for backers to help you move up to the next level? Or perhaps you simply want to buy a piece of the action? Stakershark.com, the UK's top poker staking community. At PokerFreeRollWorld.com, all our games are free. That's right, 100% free. No need to deposit, so you can play risk-free. Only free poker at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. Sign up today at PokerFreeRollWorld.com. It's free! We are now joined by Chris Bayliss, the winner of the Season 4 Freeze Out League. How does it feel, Chris, to be the EMS Freeze Out League winner?
It feels great to be a Freeze Out League champion, obviously dead proud. It's a really tough league to play in. So I guess it's partly just so pleased that there's a sign of how much my game's come on lately. And obviously you get bragging rights over some of the other people on the forum now, which is obviously good.
When did you feel you had a good chance of winning it?
It was all pretty tight from the start. The first few weeks I didn't get off to the best start, but then no one really pulled away at the top. So I think sometime around the middle of the season I managed 4 or 5 consecutive final tables, and from there I guess I always thought if I could manage a few more I was definitely in with a shout, and then I managed to get clear in the league after that and sort of just managed to cling on really. In the end I managed 11 final tables from the 19 weeks I played, so I think basically just consistency over the course of the season was probably what won it for me rather than one or two outstanding performances here and there.
And you beat Ramchip's all-time points score.
Once I knew I was in a chance of winning it for the last few weeks, I was obviously quite keen to get the overall all-time point score, so I was constantly badgering Ken to find out of how many points I needed and that sort of thing, because obviously winning it was good, but getting the all-time point score was an added bonus.
How long have you been playing poker?
I've probably been playing poker seriously since around the time I joined EMS, which was somewhere between 12 and 18 months ago. Before that, I'd just sort of deposited £20 here and there into Ladbrokes mainly, played a few sit and goes, lost it all, then not played again for a while. But basically Ken convinced me that I should join EMS, which I'm now glad I did. And so that was about the middle of Freeze Out League Season 2, I think I joined, and sort of from then on started taking my game a bit more seriously really and trying to actually improve rather than just throwing away £20 here and there.
Are you seeing your game develop?
Okay, yeah, my game's definitely come on. Obviously, I think winning the Freeze Out Leagues, basically evidence of that. There's not really been any particular things I'm consciously trying to work on, but I just generally think the all-round experience of being a member of a poker forum is obviously beneficial, being able to just bounce ideas off other people and learn from each other's mistakes and that sort of thing. And obviously, playing the Freeze Out League alongside such good opposition every week's definitely been a sort of a valuable tool in improving my game.
You had a great cash in the Newcastle Virgin Festival. Can you give us a rundown on that?
Oh, the Virgin Festival was fantastic. Obviously, any live meet-up we've ever had with EMS has been great fun. And then obviously I had the added bonus this time of actually going deep in the tournament and winning a nice cash. I played in the first Virgin Festival in Birmingham, and that was good, even though I didn't get a particularly great result in the tournament. But I think having played the first one, that sort of set me up well for this one, knowing what to expect and that sort of thing. And overall, it was just a great weekend.
What were the key hands on the final table?
I had a couple of key hands at the final table. Obviously, I had my biggest hand of the tournament actually came in level one when I folded kings and turned out I was against aces. And I still talk about that to anyone who'll listen, as Dean will vouch for in particular. I think I've told him about 12 times now. The final table, though, I had two key hands, really. The first was when we were down to about the last 5 or 6, I think, and I raised ace-queen under the gun, having been fairly tight, and I had the guy sat 2 seats to my left, then pushed all in, and I had him covered, and I was planning on calling until someone else re-pushed all in, and the second all-in guy had me covered. So I thought for quite a while and ended up folding. Turns out I'd have been up against pocket nines and pocket jacks, and my ace-queen would have won. But I still think, looking back on it, it was probably the right decision to fold, because that was about the best scenario I could have hoped for, being up against 2 underpairs. And then the very next hand, I was in the big blind and got aces. A guy raised who'd been playing a few hands, so I thought, I'll shove with my aces, hopefully it'll look like I'm a bit tilty after the hand before. But unfortunately, he didn't call me. Maybe could have gone with a stop and go with the aces. But again, still looking back on it, I think I probably made the right play then. But then after that, the blinds were getting quite big, and I just basically got blinded down a bit and ended up just having to push and ran into ace-king. But I don't think I made any major errors at the final table, so in the end, I was pretty pleased with how I played.
Still a good result, though.
Yeah, it was definitely a great result. Obviously, once I got to the final table and didn't go out in the first few hands, I then had eyes on winning it. In the end, I only came fifth, but still, it's far and away the biggest cash I've ever had at poker, so I'm definitely not going to complain.
What are your future plans?
Okay, future plans, obviously, having just played the Dusk Till Dawn Team Challenge in Nottingham this weekend, that was a great experience. Good to see an EMS team win. Unfortunately, not my team, but what are you going to do? I've got Dusk Till Dawn again in a couple of weeks for the next Virgin Festival. Hopefully, I'll manage another decent performance in that. I'd like another final table. Also, ideally, I'd like to win it this time, but don't want to aim too high. Probably just a cash would do. Then I've got an APAT national tournament at the Vic in August coming up as well, which will be the first time I've played in one of those. I've played in most of the regional ones in Luton, and actually managed to win one of those, which was how I qualified for this. So that should hopefully be good as well. I guess as for online plans, I recently did my first BAP on Staker Shark, where I got staked to play a few $100 buy-in tournaments, and I managed to actually go deep in the Betfair 16K and cash for $3,200 in that. So that was a great experience, and I'm looking to probably run a few more BAPs. I guess once the Virgin Festival at DTD's out of the way, I'll look to get another one of those posted. And hopefully, having cashed in the last one, some people might be stupid enough to back me again. So hopefully I'll get to play some more big tournaments from that, and then just see where I go from there, really.
Thanks, Chris, and good luck at the next festival.
Eat my stackers in Vegas for the 2008 WSOP. I'll shuck up in Vegas, baby. Oh yeah.
Yes, it's World Series of Poker time again. And this year, Eat My Stack have several members playing in the events. Firstly, I'm going to talk to the bulldozer himself, Dean. Thanks for calling in, Dean.
How are you doing?
Firstly, just tell us what events you intend to play.
I am playing events 39 and 48, which are 1500 no limit and 2000 no limit.
How many runners do you think you will be up against?
To be quite honest, I'm not sure. It was something I'm going to look up this week, but I think there'll probably be a few thousand.
What tactics are you going to employ with such big fields?
The stacks in these tournaments are quite short, but obviously the blinds are quite long, so I'm just going to play it as I see it, really. I won't be passive. I'll be quite aggressive, but obviously if I've got some wild players on the table, I'll just tone it down a little bit. So I'll probably take the first half an hour just to see what's going on and play it from there, really. But I don't really want to sit there for 4 hours and then find myself short stacked and then start having to, you know, resort to, you know, all in or fold poker. I just want to, you know, be able to play for the first few levels and see a few flops, etc.
Are you being staked for these events, Dean?
Yes, I am, yeah. I've taken 20% of myself in both events, but I'm fully staked for both, minus my 20%. So yeah, I think I worked out that if I actually win anything, I'd probably get to keep about half my winnings.
I just have time for a few words with Enigma. Enigma, what events do you intend to play?
I'm going to be playing Event 48. That's a $2,000 no-limit event that I've played for the last 2 years. I'm anticipating somewhere between the amount of entrants we got last year and what we got the year before, so somewhere around the 2,000 player mark, probably. It tends to be a little bit smaller than some of the 1,500 events. Those tend to sell out massively just because they're generally the weekends. People travel down from LA and stuff like that to play those. But yeah, so somewhere around the 2,000 mark, like I say, last year it was slightly more than that, just over that, and the year before slightly less than that. So you're looking to kind of make the money on day one or very early on day two, then play down to the final table on the second day, and play the final table on Thursday, hopefully, anyway.
Just give us a rundown of what you will get up to over there.
I mean, a lot of the guys that are coming haven't been before, so we'll definitely check out some of the sites, go and see all the different casinos and check out, you know, the main things that people want to see when they go to Vegas. Maybe go see some shows, check out the nightlife, obviously, for obvious reasons. I know they've got the, you know, biggest strip club in the world in Vegas. I can't say how I know that. It's just a hunch I've got, let's say. But yeah, you know, I think the first few days people will sort of be getting adjusted, seeing how they like the place, maybe playing a little bit, and then as they sort of settle into it, get used to the heat, get used to the having no sleep and being drunk all the time, I think they'll get into the swing of it, and things will pick up from there. And then most of us are playing an event fairly near the end of the trip, so that'll kind of be the culmination, I think, and hopefully we'll have some good results in that, I reckon.
Good luck, guys, and to all the EMSers in Vegas. That's it for the first ever Eat My Stack podcast. We will be back in 2 weeks with full coverage of the Virgin Festival at Dusk Till Dawn.